This is the Gold Coast's 92.5 Triple M with another Flan, Ali and Spider podcast.
Welcome to the podcast, and Ali is back on the podcast.
So good to have you, Ali.
You watch the numbers climb.
This is the Gold Coast's breakfast show on the Gold Coast 92.5 Triple M. Yeah. Flan, Ali and Spider.
Look, a lot happened while you were away, Ali. I lost my doggy, as you know, and I wanted to ask Spider.
Okay.
You've never been a fan of the dog or the cat as a domestic pet. It's not your thing, and I respect that, just quietly.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you have pets when you were young? Did have bad experiences with them, or have you just developed this as you've grown older?
Take a seat on the couch.
bad experience. Actually, we had dogs. We had cats. We had a bit of everything. We had bird at one stage. I think we had fish.
Did you like having them then?
Oh, yeah, they were all right. Go out and feed them, and they did their job.
What was their job?
But I wouldn't go and muck around with them or anything. I don't know. The funny is, I think
because I'm the opposite. I mucked around with my dog all day long. Yeah. That doesn't sound right.
I wouldn't have the dog. See,
so I'm going to read back well in court that one.
Our dog was never ever allowed inside. We never had the dogs inside.
Yeah, we were the same.
Always outside, and then I'd have to go and pick up the crap. I remember once we moved and we had fish. And we wondered where one of the goldfish had gone to, and we never knew. And then when we moved the tank and the cupboard, it was behind the cupboard.
It jumped out.
And we're going, hang on, we used to have five goldfish. How come we've only got four?
Do you reckon it jumped out or got scooped out by a cat?
Well, the cat could have had a crack at it.
They do. They're incredible, actually.
Mm. Scooped them out. See, I'm exactly the same as Spider. Yes, we have a dog, a miniature schnauzer, Jean-Pierre.
Jean-Pierre,
but
beautiful,
that wasn't
beautiful boy.
Due to me wanting a dog.
Was that the kids?
The kids and Steve. I don't need.
But how much joy has it brought to their lives?
Yeah, Jean-Pierre is fantastic.
See?
However, I'm the one that feels the most guilt over what is not being done for Jean-Pierre. Mm-hmm. Does he get walked every day? No.
Because you're a dog and a people pleaser.
Oh, I'm a people pleaser.
Can that be on your business card? I'm Ali. I'm a people pleaser.
If I'm a people pleaser, I think you've worn the brunt of some of my not caring if I'm particularly pleasing you at
true.
That moment.
That's true.
I can assure you.
Again.
I'll take that. What you're trying to say is maybe I can be nice.
Yeah, you're caring.
At times, thank you.
Yeah, and obviously you're worried that he's not getting walked enough.
Yes.
He's not getting fed on time.
And as a kid, we had a dog called Carla. We had a cat called Cleo, one called Whiskey. I was not a kid that needed to sit and pat a dog.
No.
Or,
see, I was hopelessly attached. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell us more about your schnauzer.
Jean-Pierre, what can I tell you about him? I'll tell you about Jean-Pierre. And this is where it annoys me because, if you have a dog, train the dog, don't teach him bad habits. Steve absolute worst dog trainer you've ever met in your life.
Does he feed him at the table?
No, he just, Jean-Pierre barks at him, so Steve pats him or goes and feeds him.
Oh, don't do that.
Jean-Pierre jumps up on him, Steve pats him. He does
rewarding.
The exact opposite.
He's rewarding
what you're
bad
supposed
behavior.
To do. Mm. And it's like I feel like I have to train Steve, but I've given up.
I think Steve may have been over at our place a couple of times because that's the way Daisy behaves.
Yeah. Look, I'd probably take Steve's back wheels off. That might make a bit of a difference. I'd get him neutered.
Yes, exactly.
How's Daisy going? Your dog?
No, she's good.
Daisy the lab.
I did not have to spend $3,500 this weekend
Thank
on her.
God.
Yeah. So that's good. It's a good weekend when that doesn't happen.
You're not wrong. Will we move on to quizzes?
Let's get away a couple of questions for the 6:30 AM 92.5 Triple M $1,000 minute.
Let's help some people here.
Yeah.
This is the 6:30 one.
Yep.
I asked this one to Nellie, our daytime announcer.
Was she wearing her glasses or not wearing her glasses?
She did have her glasses on.
Yeah.
So
this would be the smart answer.
Makes her 20% smarter.
Let's use this in the quiz tomorrow. The Gold Coast was previously known as the South Coast. True or false?
True.
And it is true.
It's a hundred true.
Yes. Next question. Thank you, Spider. You provided this one. Meter Maid started in which decade on the Gold Coast, 60s or 70s?
60s.
64. 64.
There's always black and white photos in the early days.
Yes. There we go. The 60s. Next question. For the 745 quiz. Which Australian city is also known as the City of Churches?
Oh.
Radelaide.
Murder town. They pray, they kill, they pray.
All right. Oh. And what about this one?
Go on.
Murcot and Imperial are types of what fruit?
He'll know.
Mandarins.
He loves them.
Oh, I love them. Good Imperial. All right, there you go.
What are we serving up, Al?
This podcast, Oscar Buzz. Who is he, Spider?
Oscar Buzz!
He is our man in Hollywood, in Tinseltown. All the amazing goss from Tinseltown. Oscar Buzz is coming up. Cheating in school back in the day. Spider, you would have been guilty of that.
I probably didn't even bother. Because I was always going to fail.
We throw it out to the Gold Coast. You're cheating back in the day. What happened? And the spray this morning, yep. People love going out for coffees, but not you.
Nah. Get rid of it. Stop okay. it.
That coming up. And Ali, you met a local hero from Palm Beach. And we're going to celebrate this hero.
Thank you. Are we going to celebrate him, though, Flair?
Yeah, I think we should treat him with an enormous amount of respect.
Yeah, okay.
This man is an administrator par excellence.
Okay.
Well, yes, he is.
And a brand new round of Name That Year. It is the greatest radio quiz. We have that. It's all coming up in this being the Flan, Ally and Spider podcast.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ally and Spider podcast.
I think we'll all agree in this room that, you know, there are things that we're not necessarily amazing at, and we all admit we're not necessarily big into celebrities and who's doing who and living where and broken up with who.
Yes.
So what we do is we go to the top, and there is no greater authority on the world of celebrity than our man with a fan, Oscar Buzz.
Hang on.
What?
Can't just go Oscar Buzz.
Oh, yeah, true. Okay, go. Give it some.
It's going to be our man, Oscar Buzz!
I'm Oscar Buzz, and I've got the T, but it's on the QT. Do you know what I mean? I don't. I have it on excellent authority that Matt Shervington will replace David Kosh as the new host of Sunrise. But why did the Eggman suddenly up and leave? I believe it was because of strain on the Sunrise set. Now, Matt Shervington is the hottest property in Australian TV right now, which to me is a bit like saying, who's the prettiest penguin? They all look the same! And the only strain with Matt Shervington on the Sunrise set will be the breaking strain of those trousers! Stop the presses! Charlie Sheen has run out of money and now ekes a living fighting pit bulls with a lemon zester in an illegal celebrity dog fighting ring, and he lives in a pyramid made of meat pies.
Winning.
Don't quote me. Natalie Portman's ballet dancing husband had an affair with another woman. Huh? What? A ballet dancer has had an affair with two women? Am I waking from a coma? Apparently, I lapsed into a coma in 1978, and I have woken just in time to watch the Summit Grand Final. Oh, I wish I had pitched that show. Some people go for a walk up a hill for $1 million. I remember when you had to have an idea or a story. Nowadays, I could pitch, some people go to the laundromat and get their clothes mixed up for $1 million. It's called money laundering. Ka-ching! I am Oscar Buzz. And you isn't.
The Gold Coast Triple M takes no responsibility for anything Flan says.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ally and Spider podcast.
Now, there's a year tenor on the Gold Coast that we all know, but definitely none of our children. But this teenager has told us that one of the kids in their class, there were three kids that got an A for this particular assignment recently.
Yep.
Okay.
One of the kids, that was a boy, they all know that he used the AI, whatever the website is, ChatGPT, okay? So he used...
To do his assignment.
To do
what,
his...
Artificial intelligence.
Artificial intelligence used ChatGPT and got an A.
Wow.
One of three kids.
Smart.
That got an A. So, but the reason he didn't get busted is... Teachers, they can actually run the assignments through some kind of program, and it tells them if someone's actually used ChatGPT or something similar, similar AI.
Right, okay.
However, this teacher marked all of them manually, so she had no idea.
Oh, so the human can't pick the robot writing the essay.
Yes, yes.
Interesting.
So all of the kids know that this boy's only got an A. With the AI, however, the teacher doesn't know. No one's going to obviously
dob him in. But come exam time, it's going to be hard to use. Like,
well,
the kids
they use AI for study in the lead up, and I think that's fine. Obviously,
yeah.
But it's very interesting because obviously it's cheating. You can't just use intelligence to do your assignment.
Who hasn't cheated?
But how fancy is the cheating now? I mean, yes. Think about the cheating back in the day. Did I cheat at school?
Come on, let's be honest. Did you cheat?
All right, let's have an honesty session. Not once.
Oh.
No. I never cheated at school.
What'd you do?
I just actually did the, well, I.
Oh, here we go.
Did you do the set reading? No.
I did until, that's what I was going to say, until about halfway through year 11. I'd always start the year off real well and then just get lazier and lazier.
Did you cheat?
No, I didn't cheat. I never cheated at school.
Flan?
Never.
Not at school, but at uni I was filling out an exam myself and there was a girl next to me and I could see that she was trying to see what I'd written, so I might have pushed my sheet over towards that side of the table. And then I got busted for that. Oh. I got sent out of the exam. I said, oh, but I wasn't the one cheating. I was just putting my paper. And she went, I know exactly what you're doing.
Well, you didn't write, like, you know, on your ruler. We had to try and see how much stuff we could fit on our ruler.
I can remember one noise that someone made when the teacher at the start of the exam said, okay, I want you to put your rulers in your hands and hold them up in the air. I'm coming around to collect them. And one kid stupidly went, no. Every maths formula in the world was written on that ruler.
Here's Spider's hold my beer moment. How did you cheat, Spider?
Me?
Oh. Tell us about a time you didn't.
I actually went in and when the teacher wasn't looking, took off the top test and rubbed their name out and put mine on.
Are you serious?
Yeah, but I was stupid. I was dumb because I picked the A student. And the teacher's like, Peter, you're never that smart. Karen in Arundel, how did you cheat at high school? How creative were you?
Oh, hey, guys. Hi, Ellie. Hope you're feeling a bit better.
Oh, thank you, lovely. I sure am.
Good, good. Yeah, there's a lot of it going around. Yes. Yeah, it wasn't actually me. It was my hubby. And what they used to do back in the old days, they used to just wear the school jumper in, even if it was a warm day, and they'd have all the answers written up their arm.
You know, we had a year nine master who would make us, before an exam, put our arms in the air, and he'd come around and he'd pull our sleeves down himself.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you, Kaz.
Have a look for those very fresh tattoos.
Luke in Elanora. Luke, how'd you cheat?
Morning, Legend. I'm catching my breath after that one, Flan.
Sorry, mate.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Ali.
Thank you, Luke.
Grade 9 English assignment on Ned Kelly, left it to the night before, copied it straight out of the encyclopedia, and teacher was onto me. He basically just put a big D on the page and wrote in between the D, if I wanted to read the encyclopedia, I'd get my own copy.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
Spider Spray!
Yeah, look, we're all guilty of it, but I won't have a crack at it because it really does annoy me. This does absolutely annoy me, and hopefully it annoys a lot of other people out there.
You reckon
as well.
We all do it?
You'll do it. And I say stop it.
Stop it.
Yeah, stop it.
Thanks, Prime Minister.
And I'm talking about catching up over coffee.
Just stop it.
Thanks, Premier.
I don't know why people do it. Why do you bother? I hate catching up over coffee. I cannot think of anything worse.
Okay, so hang on. Do you hate catching up over coffee or just catching up in general?
Just catching up. People go, oh, let's catch up for coffee. No. Ding. Send a text. There you go. Done. Or ring us. Hello. Yeah. Bang. Gone. Mm-hmm. Saves me driving here, finding a park, going in there, sitting down, listening to blah, 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 blah. No. Stop it.
AI could kill us all, but hey, let's stop having coffee.
Yeah. Mm. Let's stop going out for coffees because it is so boring. You get nothing out of it.
So boring.
It is. I'm and I love Lincoln. I love Madison's coffee. Like
I was going to say, imagine it.
Okay, just stop it.
Just stop it.
What do you
do? Thank you, Premier.
Wait up. You go in there. I'll have a long black or a flat white or latte on soy or cappuccino. Please. Order me a espresso. Please, it's so
depressing.
I say to everybody out there, and I am not the only one. Mm-hmm. People who ring up and say they want to go for coffee, everybody's sitting there on the other end of the phone going, oh, do we really have to? People grind their teeth having to go to a parking spot to know that they're about to waste an hour of their time doing what people call catching up for coffee. Sorry, use the kiss. Keep it simple, stupid, and use your phone and ring us.
Just stop it.
Thank you, Premier.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
Now, look, Spider, I will let you know that a lot of people, the coffee to them is actually free therapy.
What?
Now,
well, get a life.
I'm thinking that maybe someone in this room could do with a few more coffees.
You might need a coffee.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
So, yeah, massive day at the Palm Beach Touch Grounds. Had a tournament and it was just a full day and it was wet and just heavy gear. You can imagine it was so hard to find a park.
And you thought you were there for two games.
Yes, and it ended up being five games.
So they must have succeeded, did they? Or was it a round robin?
No, they made the, they ended up making the grand final, and at the end, thank goodness it wasn't a draw. I feel guilty saying this, but I was happy that there was at least a result.
Yeah.
Lulu's team lost.
Oh.
But I was like, I'm just glad it's not a draw, so we have to stay even longer.
Yeah.
It was just
time.
A full day.
Why don't you give up earlier, Lulu?
Yes, come on. But anyway, so obviously all the teams from Palm Beach get allocated a certain amount of time. You've got to chuck some volunteers into the pub, to the canteen. So I did half an hour, which is nothing. Anyway, the administrator there's a guy called Mitch Alexander. He's an absolute gem. He actually won the Administrator of the Year at the Touch Footy Awards last year.
Oh,
he's just a gem.
That's a heck of an award to pick up.
No,
the
Administrator
of the Year.
Honestly.
No, he'd be stoked.
I know. He's such a gem. Anyway.
I filed everything pretty good.
I thought it was amazing. You're an idiot.
Sorry.
He's actually an absolute weapon. He's a legend. So.
What's on his gravestone?
Damn stapler's run out again.
I'm actually trying, if you don't mind, to praise some amazing people on the Gold Coast.
And fair enough.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mitch.
Because you're too flat out on your couch plan on Sunday.
There's nothing to turn. I'm just saying,
you
know,
I
finally.
Love you.
Wow.
You know I love you. Anyway. Moving forward.
Thank God.
And I know that you will be on board with this. So anyway, I also met his wife, Leanne. So here working the canteen and the barbecue all day is not only his wife, Leanne, but also his in-laws, Ken and Jan, I think their names are, and his parents.
Okay.
What?
Lionel and Kat.
The whole family
chipped
in.
So you've got the whole family there all day. They were there from like before 4 a.m. setting up for all of this. So I'm just thinking, they're absolute champions. I got talking to Lionel and I find out that Lionel has been the administrator or running the Mwillimbah Touch Footy Comp for 50 years.
What?
50 years.
Has he got an award though?
Well, I don't know. He'd be pretty disappointed, wouldn't he? If Mitch has only been doing it for however long. But I just thought, what an absolute legend. As much as we might sit here and you might want to say and think and administrate.
He'd probably have a few lever arch
trials. No, honestly, just such wonderful people. And his wife, Kath, and I know she won't mind me saying this. Well, I mean, Kath would have been there probably throughout the whole lot. But she said she was very proud of it, the oldest woman playing still in the Mwillimbah comp. She's 62 years old.
Sugar.
Honestly, she said, if I stop, that'll be it for me. So she just keeps going. But I just thought, how amazing. Like, can you imagine running that competition for 50 years? Not 5 years.
Well, no.
Not 10. 50 years.
They are heroes.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. 50 years is a long time.
It is. And I just thought, what a great member of our community. And I really wanted to highlight it. Thank you, Flan,
for bagging his son.
Who also, I will mention, donates a lot of the spare clothing to rural Indigenous communities.
Yeah, lovely.
So do you feel bad now?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Actually, now you've really got me. I'm right on the stake right now. Yeah,
but I bet he gets back to the stamping. I'd love to do the stamping.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
Here we go. It's aim that year.
Okay, so we start with a brand new month in June and we are 1 week into it or just under a week into it. How are we looking with the score?
Rod McLeod, you are on one.
Yep.
I am on one and Ellie is yet to score. So you've still got the monkey on your back. What monkey you got? Clyde, Curious Clyde. I mean, Clyde from Any Which Way But Loose.
Yes, I love it. What was he? He was an orangutan.
The orangutan, yes.
Yeah. I'll be an orangutan today.
Okay, you've got
Big
Clyde on your back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's get around the day that is National Gingerbread Day.
Ooh.
Nora goes big. We're making a gigantic gingerbread man from scratch.
All right, it's Nora making a big gingerbread man.
But have you been to the gingerbread factory up there on the sunny coast?
No.
Oh. Haven't you?
No.
You gotta live.
Yeah, come on, the Ginger Factory.
It's one of the greats.
What's Nora's surname?
I don't know the detail.
Sorry.
It's a sidebar, that one, isn't it? Okay. It's a real big sidebar. What's the question? So anyway, what year...
Nora something off.
What year... what...
I thought it was bloody.
What... what year... Hmm? Was the world's biggest ever gingerbread man made? What year? And I can give you a clue. No, you go, Spider.
No, but then, no clues.
No clues.
Look, if you ever get a chance, head up to the gingerbread factory. It's great.
Yeah, good.
2008, L.
Ooh. Ali. I'm going to go, because of your facial.
Yes, I hate
I'm going to go 2009.
See?
If that. Yes!
Can you turn the mics down so I can just swear?
No, don't.
Because you're.
What did I do? What did I do?
Go and do it for 1 second. Turn the mics down.
I didn't do anything.
Ready?
No, we're not doing that. No. What did I do?
Your eyes. Your eyes looked at me as you like, I was so close. Yeah. And I knew I was. And Ali just played around your eyes then.
Yeah. I got lost in your eyes.
Oh, that's, you know.
Okay. Sorry, Rod, you can't look into Al's eyes.
Oh, that's, there are blessings in life.
Yeah, okay. Well done, Ali. You're on the board.
Okay. Where was it made?
IKEA. An IKEA in Oslo.
Okay.
Back in 2009. Okay. Yes.
Thank you.
Because they have the little cafes, don't they? IKEA.
Yeah, they do. I love the meatballs. Waiting for tonight.
Whoa!
What? Here in my arms. Good song.
All right, that's J-Lo, J-Lo.
Can we please get
issue with the meatballs at IKEA?
Oh, did they stop selling them?
Yes. Wasn't there an issue?
I love the meatballs.
We've moved on.
Okay, I've got to Google it.
We have
Let's talk about that later.
Okay. J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez.
Yes.
On this day in a particular year, she married Mark Anthony.
Ali.
Yes, Ali.
Ooh. I don't really know, but I'm just going to have a little guess and say... 2004.
Oh, what?
I can't believe that. I was actually going to say 2003.
That is epic. Oh. So they divorced in 2014, Mark Anthony and J-Lo. Obviously now back with... Ben Affleck.
Yeah. Can I just say, that is actually quite miraculous that I've plucked that out of my backside.
And you've come from a week off.
Yes, because... I'm terrible with celebrities. I've got no idea.
Do you want to lean in for a clean sweep?
Yes, of course I do.
All right, here we go. In form.
No, I don't like you. Oh. I think you're a fake cop. If we were in the wild, I would attack you. If I were a lion and you were a tuna, I would swim out in the middle of the ocean and freaking eat you.
All right, so that's... I love the other guys. So that's Marky Mark, Mark Wahlberg, and Will Ferrell, who have done a lot of movies together, but that was in The Other Guys. Mark Wahlberg's having a birthday.
Spider's
in. He's very fit for his age.
Absolutely. Any which way. Upper cloud, 69.
It's not right.
Ellie.
Not right.
I think, I feel like he's a tiny bit younger than that, so I'm going to go 1970.
No.
Right,
but
the newsreader.
For his age.
He is, I reckon 1972.
71.
So you both get a point. So there you go. It's kind of like a clean sweep, but not.
Yeah. Clean sweep with a little bit of McLeod in there.
You're back on the scoreboard.
Yes.
And who's the monkey?
Clyde.
Clyde is off your back.
He is. I'm going to miss him. On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie, and Spider podcast.